This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in May of this year. The name of the company is BioLargo Inc., and you can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him, is the CEO and president and chairman of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Everett. Thank you.
You know, since the last time you've been on the show, we had a lot of listeners. So if you would, just give us the elevator pitch of what your company does, and then we'll go into the Q&A from there.
Awesome. So BioLargo is a science and engineering company helping solve some of the biggest problems that face our Earth and our lives, like clean air and clean water and a cleaner Earth, right? And so we've been developing technologies and solutions, and now we're a full-service solution provider to industry, helping solve these big problems. It's an awesome time for the company.
You know, last time you were on the show was back in May, and we talked about a lot of things, how you put together a world-class team. That being said, can you give us an update on BioLargo's PFAS solution and when we're going to see that come to the market? And what does the future hold, and how will the company monetize that particular solution?
Awesome. I sure can. So PFAS, P-F-A-S, per- and polyfluoroalkali. That's what that stands for, substances. If you look on an internet search, you'll find it readily. These are forever chemicals that were created by industry and put into things like nonstick coatings for over 30 years, and they're now everywhere. And as a result of that chemistry being used in products for decades, it's become the contaminant of the decade. It's actually one of the top two or three issues for the Biden administration. These chemistries were used in food and food coatings and Teflon pans and firefighting foams, and they literally are everywhere. They're all over our Earth, and in some places they're in high concentration. And as a forever chemical, remember, nature won't break them down. So they've been linked to some adverse health effects. Remember the movie Dark Waters?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. It's a great movie, one to watch. Well, we started 2 years ago on this PFAS, developing a solution, and we looked at the industry and said, how do you take this stuff out? What's the best way to extract PFAS from a large body of water or even from soil? Or, and how about this? How about biosolids, like wastewater treatment, right? Concentrated biosolids. Anyway, if you do a little bit of homework, you'll see that this is a multi-billion dollar. In fact, some people say it's an $80 billion problem a year. And it's getting so much attention. And there's even a bill right now before Congress called the PFAS Action Act. And if you, again, just do a little bit of homework, you're going to find out that this has been designated now as being proposed to become a hazardous material. And as a nationally designated hazardous material, that means the government is stepping in and saying, we're going to test, we're going to monitor, we're going to remove, we're going to clean it up. It pollutes our world. And it, by the way, it's a global thing. You know, all industrialized nations where they've had major industry have PFAS. It's in the water, it's in your soil, it's in your human body. I mean, it's incredible. So we've come up with a solution we call the AEC, and that unit is now heading into the commercial phase. Now, what does that look like? Well, we just are receiving sample waters from a number of very large clients, one of the largest municipal clients on the western half of the United States. Also, we're working from one of the federal agencies, and these samples are being sent to us to run through our test unit on our property, right, the demonstration unit, to make sure that we've got the goods on bringing a solution to bear for the market. And this is the last piece before you get that unit out into the field. So that's a really significant milestone, okay? And so we're proud about that achievement. Now, I always want to remind somebody, you know, everybody, the magnitude of what we're talking about. And I also want to mention that the University of Tennessee has agreed to participate in all this work, so they'll be doing the third-party testing of all these samples, which is really a big deal, too. A major university is part of our team. Anyway, the next piece of this puzzle is to get this into commercial trials where we prove that we've done what we know works. It's scalable, works in the field, ready to go, right? And that's the coming months. That's going to happen in the coming months. Once that's done, we'll be taking some client projects in. These projects will range in the low end of $250,000, literally all the way up to $30 million. This is massive business. And we present a value proposition to industry that, as far as we can tell, is unmatched. We selectively extract the PFAS, which reduces the environmental footprint of our process as well as our waste stream, so that we have a very small impact and it becomes manageable as a hazardous material for storage, disposal, and destruction. We're also working on some destruction techniques to destroy the PFAS. That's an up-and-coming technology in our portfolio. But the bottom line is the incumbents are really struggling with this contaminant, and we have a solution that's more economically viable, more selective in its extraction technique, and then ultimately a better environmental footprint. So we're really excited, and we think this is a big move-the-needle project for BioLargo.
I got about 4 minutes left here in the show, and I want to get to my other two questions. One, tell us what other move-the-needle business initiative are embedded in the BioLargo portfolio, and when and how will this impact the company going forward?
Well, there's so much. Remember, as a solution provider focused on science and engineering, all things environmental, right? That's a pretty broad swath. I mean, we've got some talent here that have been doing this for 30 and 35 years, experts in the field. So when we go into projects, we present ourselves as bona fide experts, which gives us the ability to really focus in on client needs and deliver a great solution. All right, so in our annual shareholders meeting just a few weeks ago, we talked about a very large magnesium project where we've taken a waste stream, tailings from a mining operation, shown a client how to convert that to well over $1 billion in revenue.
Wow.
$1 billion. Mm-hmm. And so that's now heading into substantive negotiation. It's really exciting. You know, we'll be a project manager, we'll be a small partner, we'll be a engineer of record, we'll build out a pilot facility and ultimately scale that up to really significant full-scale production. Very exciting time. It's heading into serious negotiation, and we're hoping to bring that to closure in the near future. It's very exciting. And by the way, we invented the technology that makes it work, right? So it's a great situation. We have another. About 6 months ago, we signed up Garrett Callahan. Well, we've been kind of quiet because we've been busy. So in the next few weeks, we'll be delivering some test units for the design that we've created for solid separation and wastewater treatment. Garrett County is very excited. They believe they can sell, you know, 25, 35 units in the first year. This is a category that, you know, right out of the gate can easily do $3 or $4 or $5 million and probably scale up into 20 plus million a year kind of business. We're working with a 100-year-old company, national sales force, 300 sales reps, tens of thousands of customers. And so this is a great situation where our expertise is being highlighted into an existing relationship with existing distribution, filling a niche in the market where our special talent can be showcased, combined with their special talent of serving customers all over the country. Pretty cool. Again, that's a done deal. It's now about to go commercial. There's so much more, and I won't give you the detail, but let me just tease you with this. We've developed complete solutions. We have an entire catalog now of solutions for the wastewater and water treatment industry. We've got partnership discussions in Europe. Our consumer products are finding a resurgence, which is awesome because we really think that can move the needle. And, of course, we have new technology. So this is a dynamic technology and solution-driven company that has really got itself in a prime position to explode with revenues, drive shareholder value, and we've just never been at such an exciting time in the history of the company.
I do believe that, because you've been coming on the show now for 5 years telling your story, and it has been growing exponentially and moving, and we probably got the biggest bang and the most growth here in the last 2 years. That being said, what does success for BioLargo look like, say, in the year 2022 or even 2023 and beyond?
You know, it's so hard to forecast, and yet we know that it's so substantial is the way to think about it, right? So we're going to see a year-over-year growth for sure. Last year we came in about $2.5 million. And, you know, again, we're proud but not satisfied. Just scratched the surface. So we'll improve on that for sure. And our engineering group just announced a couple of weeks ago that they've landed $1.2 million in new contracts, the bulk of which would come in before the end of the year. Now, why is that important? Because that was in about 10 days. It's, the projects are awesome. But the fact that so much comes in one, you know, very concentrated period means that they're busy. I mean, we are busy. And, you know, it really means we've got to grow. We've got to get staff up. We've got these projects that are so big. So just, you know, just think about what we've talked about, right? PFAS finds its traction. Of course, the early stage is hard, but you're doing trials, you're bringing in partners, and you're working on projects a quarter million to 30 million. We're probably going to find the sweet spot in the 2.5 to 5 million range. So can we get 2 or 3 of those? How about 4 or 5? How about 20? I mean, that's what we're talking about. Do we need to partner? Who are we going to partner with? How many partners are we going to have? Right? That's how you do it. Because what we have is the innovation and the technical support to make that go into the market. And then we're going to need the muscle, right? A big industry to really bring it to bear in a global sense, right? Same thing with Garrett Callahan. Starts out in the 3, 5 million. Can it go to 25 a year? Sure. Easy. More. Pretty exciting, right? And then there's so much more. The consumer products. You know, we're talking about significant press to really create an exposure for those products and drive demand, ultimately pushing into retail. Great opportunity. You know, in that situation, we'll be the manufacturer, we'll be a license holder. It's really dynamic, right? So it is uncertain in terms of all of the timing. It's uncertain as to the exact amount. But I think what's so unique is we have so many sitting right here ready to go. That's what gets us excited every day and gets us up and goes to work and say, push it into the end zone and let's get these points on the board. That's what we're doing.
Dennis, we got 20 seconds left. You get the last word here. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
I think this is just the company to watch. I mean, we're undervalued in our opinion. We think that we've cleaned up our balance sheet. We've got cash in the bank. We've got financing. We've got commercial opportunities that are so expansive. They're not overnight successes. They're a lot of work. But every day we're grinding at home, and the world of opportunities are expanding so dramatically. I believe that we're seeing the tip of the iceberg in terms of revenue exponential growth, and this is one to watch. So dig in, do your homework, reach out to the company. We're helping make life better is our slogan. We're doing just that, and again, it's an exciting time.
BioLargo is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day Podcast. If you want to know more about this company, go to their website, biolargo.com. You can also go to find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing. I really do believe you're at the bottom of your yield curve line, and I think you guys are going to grow exponentially here in the next 4 to 6 quarters. But that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, we believe so too, or we wouldn't be doing it. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, take care.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.